suppose I can. Bulls are on a rampage and no stopping us now. Many teams tried, just didn't know how.
Strong. Strong Bulls song here from Pete Zim. Beats by Zim. Bringing another great Bulls jam to the download. We talk about the Chicago Bulls, who today had their, I guess it would be their exit interview for the 2016-2017 season. Not the greatest season. It's a season that found them exactly at 500, getting into the playoffs on the last day of the season and getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Also, a lot of strife, a lot of drama, some IG drama.
Understatement.
Sam Benjanovich covers the Bulls for WGN Radio, as well as some other things. Sam, good to talk to you, as always.
Good to see you. We're always talking about a team that didn't live up to the hype, though, I feel like.
This is an interesting press conference because a lot of it's reading between the lines. You'll hear in one breath they say, we want to reshape the roster. But then when you get specific, he starts talking about each player. They say, we want to bring that person back.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they want to get younger, they want to add more shooting, and they'd like more athleticism, but bingo, bango, bongo, they want to bring back Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo and Nico Mirotić. So how do your young players develop with no PT? Those guys can't shoot. Nico has been really streaky. It's just, it's a mess. They're stuck in the middle. And we had the same conversation last year, and you asked me, and Pete, check the tape. What do they do? And I said, I don't think they have a plan. And it turns out, 41-41, they didn't.
Well, it begs the question because there's a lot. You'll see sort of the first time the Bulls have been talked about on national media after the Bulls won the first two games. Rajon Rondo hurts his thumb. He's out for the year. The Bulls don't win again. Suddenly, Rajon Rondo is the key to the Bulls winning a championship. It's a head scratcher for Chicago Bulls fans because we just saw him get benched, not play much, and when he did play, he's a little bit pouty and throwing towels at coaches. I mean, I'm surprised that it wasn't a knee jerk like he got to go.
No, they want him because they don't have a point guard. You have to have a point guard in the NBA, and they just don't have a good one. They tried out so many guys. I mean, Jaren Grant, Michael Carter Williams. They tried out Cameron Payne, who apparently they have loved since he was in the draft. He got here, he was out of shape. John Paxson said today, he needs to be in shape. How are you not in shape?
It was a midseason trade.
You're trying to break into a rotation. You got to be in shape. So they don't have a true point guard. And Rondo was balling in the playoffs. I mean, lights get bright. Rondo turns it on. They don't have much else. So they need to bring him back. And let's set this straight. So many people today have asked me, well, why should they bring Dwayne Wade back? It's not up to the Bulls.
Yeah, they signed a two-year with an option for a player option.
You
right?
Think D. Wade is going to turn down $23.8 million? No, he's going to buy another boat, buy another mansion, and he's going to move on. But that's the shape that they're in right now. And I find it so fascinating today, Gar Forman, he wasn't talking about next season. He was looking ahead to when the salary cap flattens. So they don't have a window, but then again, like I told you, it's like The Godfather. There's no accountability in that front office.
Well,
let's talk.
I mean, first off, we found out earlier in the season when Jerry Reinsdorf and the Reinsdorf family said that Gar Forman and John Paxson are safe. They'll return for another season.
Yeah, that was like February.
So that already isn't, we already know that. Then the second question becomes Fred Hoiberg. Now, you have said many times on this program, you know, he has not performed as a coach up to standards, but he's in a contract as well that Jerry Reinsdorf does not want to pay a coach not to coach.
Right. It may be, this may be the last year coming up, you know, after the third year, then you buy out the last two, but they confirmed it today, and that was one of the first things they said. And John Paxson, I'll give Pax a lot of credit. He came out, he took charge today. I don't know if you saw it. He talked for the first, like, 8 minutes, and Gar was, like, sitting there like a statue, you know, like Weekend at Bernie style. Pax, you could tell he just wants to win so bad. And, you know, Gar just hasn't provided the players that have been able to put together a winning streak as far as, like, going to the postseason. And then Hoiberg, I mean, the Iowa Magic. What happened to the Iowa Magic?
Well, they said in two very interesting things that were said today. One, they said that they didn't have a point guard. The point guards didn't play at the speed.
They didn't push it.
They didn't push at the speed that Fred Hoiberg would like. And the second, John Paxson said, we need to see Coach Hoiberg be more of a leader.
Yeah, what is that all about? I mean, and he was asked multiple times. One of the reporters asked him, what have you seen in the first 2 years that you like about Fred Hoiberg? And he couldn't answer it.
There was a lot. I mean, I mean, from the national media to the guys who did the games for the Boston series, there was a lot of Fred Hoiberg looks like he's being outmatched. He's being outcoached. He doesn't look like he's got the players in the right place. I mean, obviously that was overshadowed by a Rondo injury.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a lot saying that, you know, Fred Hoiberg. I mean, I was watching. Just the way my schedule works out, I always have ESPN in the background before I come into work. And they have a show. I think it's called The Jump.
Yeah.
And they'll do NBA, and they would say, and one of the guys on The Jump was like, Hoiberg's got to go. Like, he's got to go. And as we know in Chicago, he can't go. His contract has him here.
I think it's clear. John Paxson does not like Fred Hoiberg as a coach, especially as the coach of the Bulls. But you're stuck. Like I said, you gave the guy a five-year contract for $25 million, five a year. You're sort of stuck. Now, maybe after this year, if they don't make it this year or they finish 42-40 or whatever, then you Del Negro him. You charge at him in the locker room and fight him and then fire him. But he's here, and they're going to bring everybody back. But I'll tell you what. I wrote down three words at the top of my sheet. What do you think the three words are to describe the entire organization?
You came up with these words?
Yes. Well, I didn't make them up, but
mediocre.
Follow the dollar. Follow the dollar. Who led the league in attendance this year? Bulls.
Did they really?
8 years in a row.
What?
And guess who's got jerseys in the top 10? I mean, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, they sell jerseys. You go to the Bulls game, it's an experience. People have fun there. They enjoy it.
Wow.
And it's not like, you know, not the same fans go over and over to all 40 games. They give them the friends or clients, and people go to the Bulls game. And
that's amazing that they have
that
kind of, I mean, especially with the Golden State Warriors, where it seems like it's a ticket. But you're absolutely right. The Chicago Bulls are still trending. They have the money, so they don't necessarily have to worry about win now at all costs.
They're not winning, and the bottom line is good. The brand's established, the building's packed, and I'll tell you what, they like recycle the toys, right? They got rid of Ben Gordon in the late 2000s, then eventually they push Luol Deng out, then they push out Derek and Joakim, they undermine Thibodeau, now they're undermining Fred. There's a pattern here for how Garn Pax run things, and eventually it'll be Jimmy Butler. When he leaves, they'll undermine him. And here's what's interesting. Remember last year of Thibs' deal when he had Van Gundy speaking out on his behalf? Jeff had made some statements on broadcast. If you turn on Fred, maybe Fred starts to leak some stuff out on how they run things. So this is, it's a tough minefield to cross.
So let's talk. I mean, that obviously is the chaos that could be part of a Bulls future. But let's talk about the positives from the season. I mean, Taj Gibson is gone. That's a bummer for Bulls fans. We liked his tenacity, but it does open the door, as you talked about, trying to get some of these young players playing time. We got to talk about Bobby Portis. Is this the year? Do we see Bobby Portis starting as the Bulls' power forward moving forward?
He's got to buy in defensively. You know, a lot of these younger guys, they want to get out there and score and shoot and run the floor, but they don't get back. And Bobby Portis was very, very solid in a lot of games, but in a lot of games, he wasn't. And Pax used the word inconsistent for the younger players. I mean, if you pinpoint a couple of those guys, maybe Portis. I mean, who else, though? Do you like Jaren Grant? I wasn't a big fan.
Denzel Valentine.
He didn't even play. I mean, he didn't even play this year, and that was your first-round pick. I mean, you look at San Antonio and Golden State and Cleveland. These teams are playing their rookies. They're developing their rookies. Denzel couldn't touch the floor. He was getting out there behind Jeffrey LaVerne. It's like, we take other teams' mess, you know, we take Cameron Payne and LaVerne, and we play them over the guys that you draft.
Why? Is that because they are more pro-ready? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. And then Gar also said today, well, when you pick where we pick, it's tough to get the big guys out of the – well, you've been picking there because you've been average.
Right.
You don't miss the playoffs, so you don't get in the lottery, and you're not good enough to win it all. So you're in that, like, 14 to 20 range every year.
Let's take a break.
Sure.
We'll come back. Sam Panionovich, we're talking about the Bulls, the postmortem today at the Advocate Center.
It was at the Big House today,
the United Center. The question I have is, when we come back, let's talk defense. Because we saw that there was, I mean, in that series in Boston, there were some defensive breakdowns, especially in those last couple games, the elimination game where it was jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
That they were not playing professional basketball defense at all. Sam Panionovich, my guest, we're talking about the Bulls. Stay with us.
Hey, Jerry Reinsdorf. I've been told that you prefer your White Sox to your Bulls. And in spite of that, In the 90s, you certainly made sure Chicago was full of happy basketball fans, and we're quite grateful for that. But now I think that it would be best if maybe you would reinvest in your basketball team.
I got a little tear. This is a ballad for the ages.
This is the deepest music archive. I don't know where he gets
Beats
these
by Zim. We're talking to Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports, about today's postmortem. Gar Foreman, John Paxson holding a press conference to talk about not only this season but the future plans. When we talk about the future, something has to be done about defense. I mean, as a fan watching games, I guess it was game five, right? Or game six.
When they quit. They were down
again.
40.
Again. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't the first time. Didn't we ship Noah and Rose and everyone the last time they quit in the playoff game? I mean, I feel they didn't make the playoffs the year before, but we saw this when they get something about the Bulls that they're not fighting back. But I guess the question I have is, defense always wins championships. You see it, maybe the best play in the history of the NBA Finals with LeBron James blocking, I think it was Steph Curry. There's just something about the idea. Even the Bulls of the 90s, when it counted, the big plays they made were defensive. You're watching this Chicago Bulls team just not understand. Even just seems like the basic practices of defensive basketball.
Right. When you think about defense, it's a team game. I mean, in the 90s, you had Jordan and Pippen on the wings, and then you had Grant down low with Cartwright. Pretty decent rotation. And when somebody gambles and comes out to the wing, they're able to recover.
Yeah.
Jimmy has been asked to do so much on this team. I mean, he played like 45 minutes a night for six games, and he's been expected to carry the offense, guard the best player late in games. I mean, he does so much, and he was out there with a sore knee in game six. He needs help. And, you know, they didn't stop the ball when Rondo was gone. They didn't really stop it when he was there either, but they were pushing the pace more. Lopez protects the rim, but he's not quick. Nico doesn't guard. Portis didn't really guard.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the bench at all.
You don't have
guards.
Enough of a five-man unit that can go out there and get stops, and you've got to scout the right guys.
Is it also coaching scheme? I mean, if the idea is to push and get the open shot, I mean, does Hoiberg put a premium on defense, not unlike what Coach Thibodeau did?
I don't know if he puts a premium on it. I mean, they want to get up and down the floor and put the ball in the basket, but when you miss shots and you don't get back, it's an issue. I mean, if you miss a three, two passes, and you've got a layup, so... Better offense leads to better defense.
Okay, so let's talk about this reshaping the roster. As we heard, there are so many different players. They went down the line from Rondo to Wade to Butler to Mirotic, and they said all those guys are going to be back.
Yeah.
What do you see? Is there any chance that the Chicago Bulls shake it up, go for one of the big free agents? I mean, there's some big free agents that are coming out this year, including Chris Paul out in L.A. and Steph Curry in Golden State. I understand
that. Hey, Steph, you want to leave that and come here?
But
Blake Griffin, free agent?
Yeah, but my point being that there might be some players available. Do you see the Chicago Bulls, Gar Foreman, going after free agents? We heard Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade said they're going to actively try to get people here. Is there a place for a star free agent to come in and save the Bulls?
No. Nobody's coming. Why would you come here? I mean, you look at what goes on with the way that they run things and the people they've jettisoned out. I mean, this is a pretty wide open issue when all these players leave and they talk about the experiences they had here. I mean, ask Luol Deng. If any free agent is thinking about coming to Chicago, you think they don't call Luol Deng or Derrick Rose and ask about what happened and ask about the end? That stuff happens. These players talk. I don't think Chris Paul makes you better because, again, you don't have players around him.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a Jimmy Butler and a Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul,
you'd lead the league in jersey sales, and you'd probably be top one in attendance again, but you're not going to get past LeBron.
Oh, he's a point guard, yeah.
You've got to hit on your draft picks.
Yeah.
Look at the draft picks Gar has made. He's made one good one. He took Jimmy Butler late in 11, got him like with the 30th pick. That was a boom. Everything else has been a bust, and if you don't hit on your first-round picks, you're in trouble.
All right, so we don't see anyone coming in, but so is the idea that the Bulls have to rely on second and third year players? I mean, are we going to have to rely on the Denzel Valentines and the Bobby Portises to have great summers and be ready and be different players when they come in here?
Well, Gar said they're all ready to go. They're all excited to be back. So there you have it. Maybe they'll win the Summer League, you know, championship again and get the T-shirts made. And I don't know, JK. I mean, it's tough to answer. I don't have answers. I mean, the answer was last offseason, you let go and you trade Jimmy and you get a bunch of people back. You get ready-made players and draft picks. They didn't do it. The only hope is that Boston plays Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Final and they lose by like a game or two. And they think,
all we need is one
Jimmy
guy. Yeah.
Butler would put us over the top. And then maybe they pay too much. But until that price is sky high, they're not going to move him.
You think that Jimmy Butler will be a Chicago Bull come fall?
I think they're all back. The band will be back.
And you'll be excited
when they make the playoffs.
All right. Well, I mean, we've said this all year, and it's funny how it kind of broke down, and it all is going to end up the same way. But there's no team in the East that really can rival what LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have and what they do in playoff time. We tried to create false narratives, fake news, if you will, about, you know, this may be the end of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then they get to the playoffs and they haven't lost yet. The same on the other side, the Golden State Warriors. Maybe they'll get a little run from Houston or San Antonio, but it looks like they're also we're heading for a rematch. Is there, I mean, until if LeBron James chooses to leave Cleveland, I mean, is there any other team that can rival what Cleveland's doing in the East?
No. I mean, Cleveland's got French doors. They're there. I mean, open up the doors, step inside, they're there. The only team that could possibly beat Golden State, I think, is San Antonio because of how well they guard. They've got experience. They've got a bunch of guys that have been there and won before. LaMarcus Aldridge has got to prove something in the postseason, but never count them out. Never count Pop out. But it looks like, again, for the third year in a row, it'll be Golden State and Cleveland. And LeBron's going to need to be even better than he was last year.
For the NBA, I mean, these are smaller markets, but this is a marquee matchup. To have the luck that a Golden State Warriors team with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and a Cleveland Cavalier team with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, I mean, it doesn't get any better when it comes to the NBA.
You want
to
see stars, and that's what sells, and that was a great final series 2 years ago. It was an even better one last year. It's a crash course. It'll be part three. But again, look at Golden State. They draft Curry. They draft Thompson. They draft Draymond Green in the second round. Draft guys that you know can grow in your system, develop them, make them better. That's how you do it. I mean, it's not easy to tear down a team and build it back up. You've got to scout well, draft well, develop well, and then sign the right guys off the scrap heap. And the Bulls have done none of that.
And they really, besides, I mean, like you said, Jimmy Butler was probably the diamond in the rough. I mean, Derrick Rose was an anomaly.
It was luck.
They got luck to get him. It wasn't necessarily their development. All right, I mean, let's look at the other side, the glass half full. This team was a Rajon Rondo away from possibly upsetting the number one seed and probably match up pretty well with the Washington Wizards team in the second round. Maybe they you know, with healthy players that they already have and they're getting together, the chemistry, maybe there is a chance that this team could move up.
Did you notice you said maybe, probably, maybe? It's all hypothetical with this team. I mean, that's the way it goes. Well, if he was healthy, if this and that. Look what happened for the second year in a row. I'll tell you what, 2 May's in a row where there's no playoff hoops on the West Side. 2 years.
2 years.
Maybe three.
It's kind of unacceptable, right? Mm. I mean, I would say it's unacceptable. As a Chicago, I mean, even hearing the ballot that Pete Zimmerman played, there was a time where it's just, it was automatic that the Bulls would be in the playoffs till Memorial Day. And the idea now that they're not even in the month of May, that's tough.
And now they're up before we get our tax returns.
Sammy Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports. You know what? Here's hoping to 2017, 2018.
Yeah, whatever.